This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Bowl. It's Monday, February the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to work our way through Super Bowl 20, 30, 50. What was it? Super Bowl 57?
Bingo.
Yeah. Was it?
Yep. I think so.
You know how I remember that? I remembered seeing the Roman numerals flash across the screen last night.
I hate Roman numerals.
And I remember,
really?
Isn't that funny, the name? Why? What's there to be a fan about? It is good for your brain because it requires you to actually think about what those numbers mean.
Things are, but it's funny because when you started saying which Super Bowl was it, my brain went to 2023, the year, and then it got stuck on 23. And I'm like, I know we are not in Super Bowl 23, but my brain did not want to accept any other number in its capacity.
Well, there you go. So apparently the big deal, other than the people who want to make a hero out of Mahomes, he's just a kid playing football. Hello. And he's a good football player. And so that's great. The worst call in Super Bowl history is what you're hearing and reading. And it was, I think I had watched the last part of the game and the overtime part, and I watched to see what various commentators.
The after the game commentary?
No, it was during the game.
It didn't go to overtime.
But it was the commentary of one of the guys who had been a football player. I don't know who it was because he didn't identify. That's one of the things about the Super Bowl. It's like bad radio when people don't tell you who's on the air. You hear people go on and on and on and on and on and on. You don't know who is the host of the program. You don't really know what the essence of it. I mean, these are commentators for sure, but I don't know who they are. And I would like to know who they are. It will be, I was surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised. I don't think Tom Brady, by the way, I'm going to take a side street here. I think they tried to get Tom Brady to do it. But this is complete speculation on my part. But because there's so much in the local newspapers here, the Worcester paper, the Providence paper, the two papers in Boston, the Portland Maine paper, full of Bob Kraft has offered Tom Brady whatever he wants.
Well, he also said he would just come back for one day and retire as a Patriot.
Yeah. Well, so when's he going to do that? It's not going to be this season. So, I mean, he'd play for a day with the Patriots? Is that the story?
He wouldn't even have to play. He'd just sign with the team, and then he'd retire as a Patriot.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I'd rather see him playing.
Yeah, I definitely would want to see him play. But with such a long history with the Pats, it just almost seems fitting for him to retire as a Pat.
Yeah. So what about what you did, Jennifer? I think Jay and I were both on the same page earlier. What did you do during the game? Did you watch the game?
Did you have a party? I thought it was not really. I had a really, Sundays are Sundays. It's like a school day. Time to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I know a lot of people call out today because they have way too much fun on Super Bowl. I don't really have a team. I was rooting for Kansas City, so I was happy about the outcome. But, no, my aunt and my cousin are in town, my aunt lives here now, but my cousin came to town, and so they came over, and we had spaghetti and too many little dips and things like that and just hung out and watched the game. It was pretty low-key, but it was fun because I find when you watch with too many people, you don't really get to see the commercials and stuff like that because everybody's yip-yapping.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was actually just kind of fun to just be low-key. I typically don't do a lot for Super Bowl because, you know. I don't care. Some
especially
games.
If you're into the halftime show. I feel like you're really interested in that group. The halftime show. You can't just be like, hey, everybody, hush up and pay attention.
I think I went to one real Super Bowl party in my life, and it was the Black Eyed Peas. It was years ago. It was the Black Eyed Peas, and I really wanted to watch it, and I couldn't hear a thing. So it was actually really nice to just kind of, you know, just hang out and watch TV and look at your emails in between boring plays and stuff like that. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's that. Mardi, the next celebration is Mardi Gras, which is next week. There are a lot of people who are hustling, making money. This is something new. I have not experienced this before because I'm like the football. I don't pay any attention to Mardi Gras either. It's just another. It's next Tuesday.
Okay, Lent starts next Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, next Tuesday. Yeah. So Fat Tuesday, next week, the 21st. And apparently what's going on where else do they have parades beside New Orleans? There probably are Mardi Gras parades around the country, right? Different cities, or is it just in New Orleans where they have the party?
I think it's pretty much like New Orleans is the Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So here's the story of a fellow who holds spots on the parade route and gets paid for it. His name is Freebird Dittmar, an interesting name.
Right? I'm sure Freebird, that was a given name.
Yeah, right, exactly. He says he apparently holds, he's a carpenter, but he goes out during the Mardi Gras parades and holds places for people and then charges them $2,500 if it's a group. To hold a spot for them. Other people are paying $800 for an individual spot on the route.
I guess if it was your dream to go to Mardi Gras, and this guy's willing, that way it allows you to see New Orleans. You don't have to just sit on the street. Yeah. It would probably be, I guess, a service if somebody really wanted to be there.
Also, how can you have more than one client? You know what I mean?
Unless you have,
people. This is one person who, this year, he has three big groups paying him $2,500 each to hold certain St. Charles Avenue spots. Mm-hmm. And then there's another group paying for $800 at a different spot on the route. And it's like, how can one person physically hold all that space?
Mm-hmm. He's got employees, Jay. This is his business. Yeah. He's got his cousin.
Big business.
His wife, Mrs.
Not
Bird.
So free bird. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. Bird is the word. Here's some news locally here in the Boston papers today. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has developed artificial intelligence that will be able to predict lung cancer risk 6 years before you get it. How about that? Talk about finding a needle in a haystack.
That's incredible.
This has been going on. The research, they've been working on this for 6 years. And because lung cancer is the deadliest cancer, and because so many people have been breathing either cigarette smoke or pot smoke or things from factories, living in places where it is extraordinarily difficult to actually breathe, and so you get lung cancer. There are a combination of different things. I'm not going to tell you or presume to sound like I know what I'm talking about radiologically, but this thing looks like there's an optimism here around this. The only people who aren't going to like this are the folks that are like the Cancer Centers of America, whose business it is to treat cancer. They don't want to have you. They don't want to. Listen, let's not disrupt this great payday by finding a cure. We're finding a way to screen cancer out. So there are some models that predict various cancers a year or so out, but this is really pretty. So we've been in and out of artificial intelligence. I think we spent some time on this last week. I don't know whether I think this is good or bad. I think it maybe is too early. I think in some circumstances it will probably be great like this.
Can I help you? It's going to. It's both. AI is completely scary. It is.
Yeah, it is.
If you look at how it's going to be with chats, they can line out pieces of our culture and tell you what you want to know, take away the need for critical thinking. It's just going to tell you what to think. It's creepy in that department. But, you know, there's also the bright side where you can have these things that are going to detect disease better, and people are going to make a lot of money off of that kind of stuff.
always look on the bright side of life. Don't remember that song from Monty Python? Always look on the bright. So what's the bright side of Marjorie Taylor Greene putting her thumb down? Chris Christie was on one of the Sunday morning programs yesterday. I just read this out of the corner of my eye. I thought it was worth a comment while you were still here, Jennifer. Christie says anybody doing this sort of thing made a big mistake. It doesn't look good for
the booing at the Republican Union.
Yeah. Right, and it doesn't. But you, these people are classless. I mean, look at the outfit that she had on.
I agree that it's not a good look. Decorum is disappearing in politics. But I will also say it's not a good look to blatantly lie as the President of the United States. So they both have egg on their
face. But it doesn't make it two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand. Biden, that's why I said it's not okay to lie. It's, you know, it's also probably not the right spot to call it out, but it's like people are just getting frustrated. Like, where do we call this out? Because, you know, nobody's going to do an interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene and ask her why she thought that was a lie. They're going to focus on, oh, Biden said this, and that's it. End of story. We don't have any journalism to get both sides of the...
He pinpointed, what did he say, some Republicans, like calling people out, and that creates more division. That should not be what a State of the Union address is about.
No, no, not at all. I just think the tactics here. So there was a big shootout in an L.A. nightclub. Here's another couple of 19-year-olds taken into custody in connection with this shooting. Where was this place? Whenever I see L.A. together, I'm thinking Los Angeles. It is, for the lazy journalists, it's Louisiana.
Louisiana, right.
Hello.
I was going to say, I don't think there was that. I didn't hear about that in L.A. this weekend.
Yeah. No. So, but yet another just
more of the
shooter.
Same.
It's almost, why do we even bother to talk about it anymore? Because it's becoming... It's becoming pedantic as much as anything else. The war in Ukraine appears to be on the cusp of a new phase because Russia over the weekend intensified its missile attack and they brought in 300,000 green troops that have been so far 10% of them are dead. So that they're just using them for fodder. What kind of, you know, under the circumstances, think about that for a second. If you don't think about anything else, and why this guy hasn't been brought up by The Hague on charges of international, what do they go after you for? International something or other, but he should be, he's a war criminal. That's what they should get him on. 18 after, this is Good Day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
About secrets. That's what we have here. I'm going to uncover some secrets in this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here on the Good Day Show. Social media now in focus. We've asked you to present some thoughts about the Super Bowl last night, the commercials, the Rihanna concert, halftime show, etc., etc. So, Jay, you can share some of these with me. Michael Durr said commercials were pretty good. Halftime show was interesting. Final score was great. What I didn't like, and this always annoys me, is when singers put their own spin on the national anthem. I really disliked last night's version, the Chris Stapleton version. Okay, well, there you go.
I guess to each their own.
Exactly. Chris Burton writes, the weather was great here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I spent my time outside enjoying the weather. Let's see here. What else have we got? Krista Ann went to see the movie Magic Mike. I want to see that. This is how people, instead of going, to the halftime.
It looks really good. I saw the first one. I saw the second one. Didn't really care for it. But the third one, I had no desire to see the third one until I saw the trailer. And I want to see this. With the the Super Bowl, Jenny McLaughlin said that she just wanted to see the Umbrella. Ella.
Here's Liz who says, when I saw the whole backup dancers' costumes, I realized what had happened to the Chinese balloon fabric.
That's a good one, Liz.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Greg Donahue writes, game was competitive and well played, as the championship should be. Left halftime show early, just wasn't doing anything for me. See, that's what I think. Sometimes they're trying to be too cool, or they're trying to be too hip, or they're trying to bring in younger viewers, or whatever it is, and much of the time it falls flat. I don't think Rihanna is a universal. She's done well in her demographic. She's done well with her business. People know who she is. But I don't think her music and her lyrics appeal to everybody.
Well,
and that's why
she has some of her older stuff is still played very heavily on radio stations that more adult contemporary kind of stuff is listening to. And she didn't play those. And I think that was some of the complaints that people were hoping to hear.
Yeah. Here's Mr. Carnegie. He says, I don't watch the game. It's the best day to take a drive. You know, I said that earlier when I was out and about doing farm stuff. There were very few people. I was in the western part of the state driving back with a load of feed for my cows, and there was nobody on the road. I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. And anyway, let's see. Jeff Talton liked Chris Stapleton best. Joanne Chloe said only watched Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton, isn't that interesting? We had a comment earlier, yeah, he was no good. I don't like that. And then other people said they loved it. John Whitehead, commercials were decent. I didn't watch the concert. Walt Eddings writes, it was vulgar and disgusting. She's pregnant and grabbing her butt like a stripper.
Oh, can I point this out, though? Because, Rihanna did the exact same moves her backup dancers were doing, who, for the most part, were men. And then there were some women that joined a little bit later, but were men. People only complained about the moves that Rihanna was doing, which were the same moves that the men up there were doing. But nobody complained about the men. Just pointing that out, Walt.
Jay Martin was reading the history of stand-up comedy while the game was on. Let's see. Heather Hayes said it was a boring halftime show. That seems to be it. Let's see here. Jeremy said halftime show was terrible. Game was subpar. All right, well, I guess it depends. If you don't have a team that you're excited about, and I think that's it. Kansas City doesn't excite a lot of people unless you're Midwest.
Unless you're
Philadelphia doesn't excite people because they don't like Philadelphia, so there you go. 28 after on Good Day.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. China continues to aggressively bully nations of the world. The Philippines this morning is accusing a Chinese Coast Guard ship of targeting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of the crew in the disputed South China Sea, calling it a blatant violation of Manila's sovereign rights. 73 total points were scored in Sunday's Super Bowl game. The Chiefs, with seconds remaining, kicked a 27-yard field goal to win the championship 38-35 over Philadelphia. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid on Fox Sports.
I contribute that to the offensive line, Pat Mahomes, and the rest of the offensive players. They did a great job. Eric Bieniemy was tremendous down the stretch there, putting things together.
Today is officially Galentine's Day. Ladies celebrating their BFFs. Lance Pride, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Off we go, another half hour here of the Doug Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Monday, February the 13th. Lucky February the 13th. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's to you. I just had somebody send me an early Valentine. Very sweet. A friend of many years, and it's nice to have that sort of thing, especially... She's listening, and she said, now there, it isn't all the men doing it for the women. Here's a woman wishing you a happy Valentine's Day, which I thought was nice. The idea of friendships, relationships, things that mean something to us. We all have different levels, I think, of expectation from our relationships, whether they be family relationships, whether they be love relationships, whether they be work relationships, or just friendships. You know, you have relationships that we have different levels and different degrees. Yesterday I spent 3.5 hours with a fellow farmer is very close. I've been close to this family for a long, long, long time. My cattle dealer, and so the two brothers run the farm, and I happened to be up there getting some feed, and we decided we would take the afternoon and ride around and get some historical perspective on the farms in the area. And it was one of the nicest afternoons I've spent. He's a wonderful guy, and we just talked about our families. We talked about the farms. We talked about what, you know, where we all are in life, because there's more time behind us than there is in front of us. So, you know, you talk about things like that. But it's a good, really true friendship. And I find that relationships are great when somebody accepts who you are, whether it's the here and now or whether it's the past. You know, I talk about the present all the time because I think that's the only thing that we have any influence over. We don't know what the future holds. We can't do anything about the past. So it's now. It's the here and now. It's Tolle's book about the now. And it is the now. So when I see things, when people are worked up about the past, this is something that really works me up. And I'm going to share it with you because I think it's something we all ought to be conscious of. We have these law and order folks. I have been accused of being a law and order, whatever the hell that means, a law and order person. I think I'm a practicalist when it comes to punishment, law, order, and I'm not talking about the TV shows, even though I'm a fan of the TV shows. What I'm not a fan of is the people who are in jail now that marijuana has been legalized in, 26 states, 28 states?
Yeah.
And there are people still in jail who are only in jail because they were convicted of possession. I came across a story in New York State. Here it is. You can smoke pot anywhere you want to. This is a story of Frederick Volkman, who was in jail for smoking pot and for having pot on his person. This was in like 2009, I think. He was had a felony marijuana charge. He got out of prison and somehow he violated the term of his probation, and I'm not sure what that violation was, but by all accounts it wasn't serious. So he was put back in jail. He was sent to a maximum security prison, locked up with violent criminals. He did his best to avoid confrontations, but at 26 years of age, he was involved in a fight, and he got stabbed and cut, and has been in serious condition in the prison hospital. He was talking to some reporter about other people who have been sent there to a maximum security prison, committed suicide because they smoked pot. What in the world? I mean, I get so angry when I see these stories, like there's nobody at home, there's nobody watching the store, there's nobody who's got a brain in their head. This guy shouldn't be in jail, should have been taken. As soon as the law is changed. Right. Well, but the law has changed.
Yes. Should have been out.
What are you doing still in jail?
Yeah, and there's no wrongfully in prison because that was a law at the time, broke the law, shouldn't have been in maximum security, but broke the law. But yeah, everybody who is in prison or jail because of something that is no longer a crime should be released.
Yeah, it's really
immediately, pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy is apparently now going to be released from jail, but the fact that he was there, he shouldn't have been there. As a matter of fact,
haven't we heard stories about people who go for a lesser crime and then they hook up with some of these more hardened criminals, and then they learn, learn
how to be crooks,
and then they learn things way worse than what they were doing that put them in there. And then when they are released out onto the streets, like, what isn't that? I feel like that's a film where somebody went into prison for marijuana and then ends up becoming a drug lord for cocaine, because of what they learned in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we go with something that makes no sense whatsoever to anybody who has any common sense. And here's this guy who now at 26 years of age has what I don't understand. I mean, he's had this experience, but the law a year or so ago expunged over 100,000 convictions, and the law has decriminalized small amounts of marijuana. There were another couple of 100,000 cases. Imagine the people in jail and what it's costing the taxpayer to keep these people in jail. I don't smoke pot. I don't like it. There were people saying, you know, well, you were going to have it grow it on your farm. Yeah, I was, if I could have made a deal to get somebody to build a plant that I could have used to pay the mortgage off. But do I use it? No. Do I think it's horrible? Yeah. But I also think that it's horrible to have these people in jail for smoking pot when there's people all over the place drinking legal liquor and getting out on the road, and they kill people. The people that are smoking tobacco products that are dying like flies of lung cancer and heart disease every day, that's legal.
Well, and not only recreational, but medicinal. When you think of marijuana used in the medicinal sense in place of opioids, that matters. Absolutely.
Yeah. A Yale professor suggesting that older people in Japan should die by mass suicide. Imagine how well this went over. Oh, my God. You know, it's very interesting. The Japanese culture is one we've focused on. I don't mean we, me, you, and I, but I find the most interesting thing about Japanese culture is their medical, the way they handle their medical problems, their being sick in Japan. If you go to a doctor, did you know this? You went to a doctor in Japan, and you didn't get fixed, you're not to pay him. You only pay the doctor in Japan if you are well after the treatment. So if you're sick and you're still sick, you don't pay the doctor. What a fabulous.
Yes. Can we please adapt that?
Yeah. United States government says if you're an American citizen and you're in Russia, you better get out fast. Leave Russia immediately because of the war in the Ukraine and the risk of arbitrary arrest. The Russians are arresting foreigners all over the place, putting them in jail. So just get out.
So at this point, would you even be able to get out if this is something they're already doing?
I think you can if you're smart about it. But most of the flights in and out of Moscow, Delta had a flight from Atlanta to Moscow. They canceled. I don't think there are any American carriers that are going into Russia at all anymore. And why would you be there in the first place with all this huzzerai going on? Makes no sense. Speaking of huzzerai, Bernie Sanders is leading the Senate Health Committee now. He has the power to summon billionaires to testify before Congress. These people that have made a lot of money in health care and otherwise, he says he's going to get everybody who's a tax cheat. I don't know what that has to do with being the chairman of the Senate Health Committee, but I find Bernie Sanders an interesting character, but pretty much a blowhard, and he looks like he's a maniac. You look into his eyes when he's talking. You ever look into his eyes, this guy? Look into Bernie Sanders' eyes. You think you're looking at somebody who's like completely out of his mind.
Interesting. I haven't noticed that.
Excuse me. Take a good look. In People News, Blake Lively has given birth to a lively fourth child. Ryan Reynolds has managed to get her pregnant four times at least.
Well, they're both children of big families.
Are they?
He had quite a few brothers growing up. He was the youngest of a bunch of boys.
Yeah.
She has what, how many sisters or siblings does Blake Lively have? Yeah, they both have big families. So to have four children, it's probably like, oh, we still have a very small family.
I think having four children is an outrage. And it's great if you love children, but contributing to the population surge, the fact that we're pretty much at zero population growth now in America, which is good as far as I'm concerned. I think we have too many people. We can't manage what we have. Imagine what's going on in India. They're not going to be able to manage. They can't manage that country now at all. And they're going to be the biggest, the largest in terms of population country in the world. People living on top of each other. There's an explosion waiting to happen over there. Be sure of that. Did you watch?
Congratulations, Blake and Ryan.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, nice job. The Puppy Bowl. Did you watch that?
A little bit of it. It was cute. It was cute, but there was I didn't watch it for very long, and there was this one little dog who was shaking and in the one tunnel thing, hiding from the rest. And I felt so bad. I just was like, can a human please go pick up and hold this puppy?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you watch?
It's not a natural. What are you? How do you? No, those they don't know what what's going on. They're just there in that unnatural setting. I think it's cruelty.
Well, some of them are having fun. It's like being at puppy daycare or something. They're just playing around and having fun. But others, not all dogs like to be around other dogs.
No, that's right. Charlotte doesn't like most of the females that she's around. I mean, Daisy, I say Charlotte all the time. With Charlotte was the first and Daisy's the second. Here's, let's go back to babies for a second. The story of the preemie who was given a 10% chance of survival, has really done a... This fellow, Jamie Moore, when he was born, weighed 1 pound, 8 ounces.
Yes.
And look at what he's done with his life. He's a genius prodigy.
Stopped working at 20 weeks, and the baby was no longer getting nutrients. Pregnancy could not progress, would not progress. So he had to be taken out, and... he's 4 years old. Not only did he survive the odds, but is like this total genius.
Yep. Isn't that cool? Good for him. His mother is 38 years old. He's known, he's a savant, an idiot. Well, not an idiot savant, he's just a savant, which is the same as a prodigy when you're younger. There's some good news. 48 after, this is Good Day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no lattes worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What good is sitting alone
in the room?
Come hear the music play. Life is at
the cabaret.
Come to the cabaret.
I can sing this as well as she does. I have to prove that. All right. So Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. Why are we playing? That's what's her face in her version of it, right?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, daughter of Judy Garland, singing. And she's in ill health, I think, now, isn't she? She's probably
got to be up there. Yeah, I mean, like, she came out of the Oscars, I think, last year or the year before.
All right, so why are we playing Cabaret?
Because that movie, This Day in Movie History, February 12, 1972, was released in theaters. I'm looking at a stat in front of me. I usually don't look at stats. I go by the top of my head, but this is an interesting one. Cabaret in 1972 sold 24,309,000 tickets, grossed $41,326,000 at the box office. So the average price of a ticket was less than $2, like $1.50. Now here, look at this stat. In that same year, right, the biggest movies: The Godfather, Poseidon Adventure, What's Up Doc, Deliverance. The Godfather, 78 million tickets sold, did $133 million at the box office. They were selling tickets for like $1.30 to go in. Right?
Those are the good old days, Chucker.
Yes.
See you later, alligator.
Those were the days when people literally lined up around city blocks.
Those were the now AMC. Have we talked about that? I think we did talk about AMC wanting to change the way they price tickets according to where you sit.
Me and Jay talked about that. I think you were out.
Jay and I talked about it. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Whatever. I always get criticized for my grammar and my language.
Yes, because your grammar is horrible, but it's okay. We still, I know you. I get that. All right.
What is your point? Yeah, they want to charge less money if you sit in the last few rows at AMC. Probably a buck more if you sit in the middle forward. I would never sit in the front row at a movie theater.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
Awful. Terrible.
Why they design movie theaters with those seats, I have absolutely no idea. Some people say they like it. I don't get it.
Nah.
You've got to be a masochist to like sitting in the first couple rows of a movie
theater. All right. I got the. I have the theme for the next movie, the next flyby movie with Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be with a women pilot or a team of women pilots after yesterday's flyover.
That's a good idea,
at the Super Bowl. Put a woman.
Sell out one.
Yeah, exactly.
You should sit in the pitch meeting. I think that works, actually.
Yeah, it does work. I think it's great.
Let me just say this before we run out of time. Okay. Of all those trailers they showed, Dirt Bird Brothers, that was a really good game. It was good entertainment. There were no nerves in that game, which surprised me. Like, they were scoring right off the bat. Usually the players are nervous, the stage is enormous, and it takes, like, two quarters before they feel comfortable and it becomes a normal football game. But anyway, of all those movie trailers they showed yesterday during the game, the one, The Flash, when Michael Keaton comes on and says, "I'm Batman," that honestly, that made my day. Like, that was awesome. Like, I didn't care about the game. Like, I had to go on YouTube and watch the full-length trailer like three or four times.
Yeah.
That was incredible. For me, that was so reflective of going back to 1989 and watching Michael Keaton as Batman, the first live-action serious Batman on the big screen. Mark my words, The Flash, for all the troubles of that actor Ezra Miller, that will be the biggest hit this year. Yep.
What about James Gunn, the director of Batman, says George Clooney
he's running DC, but he's not yet. He said what?
No, George Clooney. There's a rumor that George Clooney is going to come back as a Batman character.
Well, here's what happened. There's this film blogger, I forget her name, but she's pretty much a lunatic. But anyway, she said at the end of The Flash, they refilm stuff where there's a new Batman going forward who's an old Batman. And there was speculation, oh, it's Christian Bale, which I think would have been really cool. And then they say it can't be Val Kilmer because his health is horrible.
Right.
But then they say, oh, maybe it's George Clooney. It's not going to be George Clooney. I think Warner Brothers and James Gunn, they're out of their mind if they don't think a Batman movie standalone with Michael Keaton would make a ton. It would make $2 billion. Like, if they just discount, oh, Michael Keaton's 70, he's too old to play Batman, people would line up around city blocks to see Michael Keaton as Batman, you'll see.
Number one movie at the box office this weekend was?
It was the third entry in Magic Mike.
Magic Mike,
$6 million.
Everybody I know wants to see that movie. Everybody wants to see that movie. As opposed
to
some of
the
others.
You don't know too many
people.
That's why it only made $8.6 million.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Chuck
and
Curry.
Have a good day, Doug.
Yeah, you have a good day, too. On the Good Day program, where Jay and Doug are wishing you a fond farewell for this hour. 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.